Hey, welcome back to Milberger's Gardening South Texas on the Loop AM 930 KLUP. If it's bugging you, you need to talk to our favorite guy that gets rid of those bugs and pests, Warren Remy over at Spider-Man Pest Control. Warren, you out in the field today?
Hey, Milton, what's going on?
Nothing much. How you doing?
Doing excellent, sir. Excellent.
You running around taking care of things?
Yes, sir. We're out doing a little scorpion work today and protecting some of the food items going into some restaurants. We're doing a little warehouse work today, too.
Well, that's interesting. And, you know, we don't talk a lot about the commercial, but that's another good thing if we had businesses out there that...
get roaches in their food and stuff like that. They want to get them out. They call Spider-Man, right?
They do. If they...
We gotta get to them before they get in the food.
Yeah, if they're having problems now, they call Warren, and Warren makes sure they don't have any problems.
I think that adds to a lot of the flavor and the when you're in a Mexican restaurant, when you see roaches. This, of course, is not Teca Molino,
no.
But I'm talking about the
yes.
deep
well,
south
and
side. Well,
I'm sure that our sponsors will be glad that Jerry is commenting
on this. They're loving this part of it.
You know, I separated them.
I always ask my grandmother, hey, Grandma, what are these little brown things floating around in my post-toasties?
She said,
oh, that's protein. Just eat them up.
Boy, those weevils are tough once you get them in the house. Is there any solution for that? Do you just containerize everything immediately? Or?
Yeah, you've got to empty that pantry out and get it wiped down, clean it up, get all the organic food particles, you know, the little bits and crumbs that fall in the pantry. You got to get that out of there, and then once you get it cleaned out, then the number one thing is they're always going to be in one package. One package starts the thing. And there's a old customer that her husband loved cherry cake, and she'd go all around town looking for cherry cake mix, and every time she'd find the cherry cake mix, she'd buy it. One or two boxes, and she had about 10 boxes in her pantry, and the one stuck all the way in the back up against the wall had been there for a little while. And it was that little rascal was full of weevils, and of course her whole pantry was full. So we found the source, got it out of there, cleaned the pantry, and she was happy.
So I should tell Judy that the reason we have weevils is that she doesn't keep that pantry clean
enough?
That's
right. There's one of those boxes full of weevils in there. Maybe he would call. He probably has a service, like a psychiatric thing that he would call your wife for a small fee.
We started an entire new division in my raccoon specialist.
Whatever he says, my wife knows it's true because he dealt with our rats.
That's right. Okay. Well,
so
that's
Warren
what I'm
did.
Saying. Yeah. So don't do it yourself. Pay Warren a small fee,
and he'll
take the heat for you.
That's a new service, Warren. You hadn't thought
there
of that, I'm sure.
See?
Hey, so you're noticing a lot of scorpions, huh?
Oh, yes.
What about fleas?
It's weird that the fleas and ticks are still so active, even though it's so dry, you know. And they even had that special on one of the TV stations talking about the fire ants have gone deeper and they're not as active, but... We're finding the fire ants, once they do break the surface, boy, they're heading up into the houses and getting up under the carpets. And it's amazing. We had a situation with a little baby laying on a pallet, and a doggone fire ant snuck in and about 3 or 4 feet across the doorway and over to this pallet that the baby was laying on.
No!
Yep, and after the milk, the baby had a milk bottle laying there and snoozing, and... those fire ants were all over that milk bottle.
And you've got a service you'll do fire ant control. It's a once a year thing, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, these new compounds that they've come out with are just phenomenal. And like fipronil, the fipronil, they first started doing their experiment work on that stuff back in 1987. So they've got that formula pretty well perfected to where it's safe to be in the yards.
You know, even you were talking about the dry weather, and we'd expect fleas and ticks and some of those that have less. I've had a number of people talk about mosquitoes, too. I guess our humid weather and then those little rains we've had every week or every 3 days, and they could still have little containers out there with some water in it, I guess, huh?
Yeah, sad to say, I even went on the side of my house. I transplanted some sago palms. I cut some of the babies off the base of my sago palm a couple of weeks ago. And I dropped those babies into a couple of pots that I had rainwater in. And I went to check them. I already got fronds on a couple of them, by the way. And I've got off those little babies I cut. But that's another story for another
the
day.
The little pups. Yeah, the pups.
But mosquitoes, yeah. I had mosquitoes in my own yard.
Have you heard the raccoon report?
Negatory, sir.
We got the traps, and then last weekend we got everybody in the world to send in bait rate recommendation. Yesterday, your man recommended cat food. Dorothy Weedy recommended an egg. Let's see, cat food.
Tuna.
And so I baited each trap with tuna and egg, and
it was like a buffet.
Maybe
a Molina buffet.
And so we tried that two or three nights, and that didn't work. And then I put one on the roof when my up there where they're actually coming out of the hole.
Right.
Well, my kids said that they went to sleep every night listening to those coons playing up there in the attic and running around. I don't know what they were having, a party or something. And then my wife said, "Yeah, but I don't." And I hear them when I first get up, but not before 6 or 6:30. And so it dawned on me, I've worked for the Aggies so long. I said, "Well, if they're out at 6 o'clock, I'll just go in there and nail the hole up."
There you go.
Went out there, nailed the hole up, ain't had the coons for 3 or 4 days.
Cool.
There you go.
After all these traps and recipes and everything else, the simplest way to get rid of them is keep them from getting in there.
Close the hole up.
Hey, Warren, we got to go. So if folks got scorpion problems, fire ant problems, raccoon problems, rat problems,
wife problems,
what's the number to call?
656-3721. You guys keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. 656-3721. Thank you, Spider-Man. You take care.